We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I'm Neil A. Caruso, the producer of business programming at WCBS News Radio 880. Joe Connolly and myself are focusing this week on the applications for business loans, part of the CARES Act that President Trump signed into law last week. New York City Small Business Services Commissioner Greg Bishop joins me now. Commissioner Bishop, appreciate the time today. The Paycheck Protection Program loan application is available tomorrow, Friday, correct?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things. We have two programs that we launched when we started about 2 weeks ago. These days are blurring right now. When we saw businesses, especially in the Chinatown communities, that were having revenue decreases of over 70-80%. Those businesses, there were restaurants, event spaces, at the tail end of January, early February, were starting to see a sharp decline. So we created two programs. One was the employee retention grant for those businesses that didn't want to lay off their employees, but didn't have the sales and the revenues to really support a full staff. And then we also created a business continuity fund, a small business continuity fund, which was a way to get capital and working capital to businesses. The grant was for a real small business in New York City, so fewer than five employees. And that program launched about maybe 3 weeks ago, I think. And our loan program, our application launched a week ago. And that program was for businesses that have fewer than 100 employees. As you can imagine, the demand was tremendous. And really, a lot of businesses did not see the severity or the full impact until mid-March. So for some businesses, they were able to take advantage of our grant program. And we right now have over 10,000 businesses that are applying for our loan program. These programs were, and we said it at the very beginning, could not match the need that our businesses have exhibited in New York City. And, you know, the mayor has called on the federal government. I call on the federal government. And I have to give them credit. They did step up. They moved really quickly, faster than after Hurricane Sandy. So we see these programs, especially our loan program, as a bridge to the more resourced federal programs.
And then if businesses want to apply for these loans, they do so through the New York City Small Business Services website, or they go to their bank?
Right. So there's a couple things. And I'm glad that you mentioned bank, because there are two federal programs that are live now. One actually will be going live tomorrow, Friday, which will be the Paycheck Protection Program. That program is for, and that is similar to our grant program. So we are going to sunset our grant program tomorrow, which means that any applicants who have not completed, we will connect them to the Paycheck Protection Program. That program is through any 7A lender in New York City. If anyone has a banking relationship, they can connect with their bank and they could borrow up to $2 million to address, not only payroll, but rent, everything that we know that small businesses are struggling with right now. There's also an economic injury loan program, which allows individuals to borrow, again, up to $2 million. And that application is actually open right now. through the SBA. All these programs, our loan program, which could be used as a bridge, or the two federal program, individuals can go to nyc.gov/COVID-19BIZ and get access to the applications.
What is the difference between the SBA loan and the New York City Small Businesses loan, or are they in conjunction with each other?
Well, I would like to say they're in conjunction with each other, because we want to get capital to businesses as quickly as possible. So if individuals need capital now, you know, they can certainly go through our program. Our program has a cap. It's up to $75,000. And depending on the lender, you're eligible for a 0% interest rate. We do have a forbearance in terms of you don't have to start paying back the loan, within 6 months or so. However, we really see our loan program as a bridge, because the economic injury disaster loan, it's low interest, it's a fixed rate, it's beyond $75,000 to $2 million. And we know that there are some businesses that will actually need more capital than the $75,000 that we're offering. So we want to be the bridge to really connect businesses to the federal programs.
Got it. So can you apply for a SBA loan? I mean, I know they're the same names, but can you apply for SBA loan and the grant through the city?
Yeah, so what we're doing right now is actually transitioning to provide technical assistance to businesses to help them maximize the programs that's out there. So it's entirely possible for you to apply to the New York City Small Business Continuity Loan, get your first set of working capital, and the lender that we're using, we are actually requiring individuals to then apply to the larger SBA loan. Because we know that businesses will need more capital than just $75,000. So that is going to be embedded in the application process. So we want to make it as seamless as possible. And we will provide assistance for businesses to apply to the SBA program.
If a business owner... Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, we see it as complementary, because a business owner can borrow, our $75,000, address the working capital need. They can then, in essence, refinance with the SBA larger and cheaper loan to make sure that they actually have the resources that they need.
So Joe Connolly and I spoke with the SBA regional head this week, and he told us that Friday is really the mark for the PPP loan, the loans available through the CARES Act. But we did see one report that some banks may not be ready to provide that money. Can you confirm that if someone applies for a business owner applies for a loan, they'll be accepted? They can be accepted as early as tomorrow, Friday.
So, from my understanding, and I know there are some banks, some of the larger banks, that they've been notifying their customers that this program is going to be available. I do not know of any of, I have not heard those reports that there are smaller banks that may not be ready. What I do know is that there's a number of, the way the program is designed, you do have to be an existing customer with that particular bank. So we are going to be focused on addressing the gaps of all the federal programs. So between the PPP and the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, there may be some groups that may not be eligible. You know, when you think about some certain type of gig workers or maybe barbershops, whatever it is, we're going to be focused on addressing that gap going forward with our programs.
What are you hearing from business owners in the city about this disaster, the coronavirus pandemic? How they're trying to adjust? A lot of them that we speak with, they really want to pay their workers. I know that this is a vehicle to allow them to pay their overhead. They don't have to pay the government back. But what are you hearing from business owners about just the uncertainty in this time?
Well, I think that is the and I'm glad you used that word, uncertainty. I think that's the biggest challenge that I'm hearing for business owners. The fact that this pandemic, there isn't an end date. There isn't, after April 1st, we can sort of come out and dust off and figure out how to rebuild. This is just a slow moving disaster. And it's and that uncertainty has caused a lot of, challenges for small business owners. When do I bring back my employees? Like, when do I actually, should start thinking about replenishing my inventory? So there's a number of challenges that business owners have. I have heard that business owners are really excited about not only the fact that the city of New York came out quickly with programs to help them at least hold on for their employees, but that the federal government came out with not only programs to help them, but that those programs are very flexible. So that is one of the things that, I know business owners are very excited about. You know, our challenge is really to make sure, because the New York City is so diverse in terms of the makeup of our small businesses, is that every community business owners, they know how to access these programs. Because the biggest challenge is really, language access and awareness that these programs exist. And we want to make sure that we provide as much technical assistance as possible to help businesses. And we will be working closely with the local SBDCs, which will also be working closely, with community groups to make sure that we connect businesses to the federal programs.
What do you tell business owners who you hear from about making adjustments, about hanging in there, and, to guarantee that they come back when, whether this pandemic lasts another month or it's 3-4 months, what do you tell them about just hanging in there?
Yeah, so, a lot of business owners have been entrepreneurial, of course, and innovative in terms of figuring out ways they can continue operating the business throughout this pandemic while ensuring the safety of their customers. So whether it's the business owner shifting over to just fully, having deliveries, or, if you're a retailer, you're doing more online sales instead of in person, or you're using social media to do master classes, fitness instructors are doing things online, DJs are doing things online, and using, technology to figure out new ways of attracting customers and maintaining those customers. I know there are some, entrepreneurs who using social media have, generated huge amounts of following, and those are potential future customers. So, in every disaster, there's an opportunity. Certainly we want to make sure that we are there to provide the assistance necessary for businesses to reopen. But this might be an opportunity for businesses to think through their business model and think about how they can readjust and how they can actually change the way they do business. I know, for example, the barbershops, et cetera, are closed, but there are mobile barbershops, right? And they are now looking at their model to figure out, well, how can they actually adjust in this new world? It is very difficult at this time. My word to business owners is use this opportunity to retool your business model. Help is here. Help will be available. And we want to make sure that businesses come back stronger and better.
Commissioner Bishop, before I let you go, do you anticipate that there may be more relief for business owners down the line?
There has to be. I applaud the federal government with this first pass. I think, and I know we've been talking about, what does 2.0 look like, right? And what that means is that literally we have put our economy on pause, and it's almost like a reboot. And therefore, we're going to need additional support once businesses start up. We're going to need customers to come out. We're going to need customers to feel comfortable. That they can actually come out and consume and return to some sense of normalcy. But I don't think that anyone who runs a business will be the same. We have always operated, a business resiliency classes to help people prepare for a disaster. But I think, the fact that this has been not only nationwide, but worldwide, I think business owners realize that, number one, we're all connected, and we always need to have, that emergency plan for the next time a disaster happens. I'm definitely optimistic that, there's brighter days ahead, and we definitely will need support from the federal government to ensure that our economy, New York's economy, the United States economy comes back stronger than ever.
New York City Small Business Services Commissioner Greg Bishop. Mr. Bishop, thanks so much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.